with Ruined Eats for Breakfast on holidays at the moment. Oh. Filling in, it's Bernie Vince, Greg Blewett, and Andrew Jarman.
Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M's Ruined Eats for Breakfast.
Overnight news.
Well, you are a cockroach.
Yeah, but don't say that to me.
No, you can't be killed.
Yeah, that's...
That's what I was saying. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Now,
your immune system's right up.
Now, well... Big
COVID.
News.
What's
big
happened? News yesterday. COVID-19 infectious New South Wales truck driver has passed through the state into WA.
Yep. Another one.
And, well, this is Nicola Spurrier on the situation.
We have had another case here in South Australia, but this person has left our state. And this is another freight driver, another truck driver. So it's a man in his 20s, and he was driving freight from New South Wales. And then he came through our state. He has stopped off at a number of locations and during the 15th and the 16th, and then he passed into WA on the 16th. He came back into our state on the 18th, travelled across the state on that day and then back into New South Wales. Now, he developed some symptoms on the 18th, but unfortunately it was because he was developing COVID.
Oh, stopped at 10 truck stops in his little quest or venture over to WA. So now there's some tier one and tier two sites. But he's an interesting one. He's got a co-driver who's in the cabin with him.
Mm-hmm.
Co-driver tested negative.
There you go.
He's been sitting next to him the whole time.
But it might
How does that work?
Could it still be brewing?
Yeah, it could.
Maybe.
Could be, but he's tested negative straight up. So.
And what about WA? There's a couple of
How does that work? She said SA's had another case. That's not really an SA case,
well,
is it?
I don't understand why she's called a press conference at 4:50 p.m.
I think this scares people, this.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Calling the press conferences in WA. I think it's a big media story. Everyone's what's going on with the grand final in Perth now? But really, it's not.
No, I think it's good. They're just keeping us informed of being transparent.
No, I don't agree with that.
I think they panic people.
And the truckies did everything right, too.
They've been superb, the lads.
Yeah, so... You know,
keep doing a great job.
Because sometimes
bikes.
I'm hearing some negative feedback about these positive cases in the truckies, but it's
we've got to support.
Did the right thing.
They've been fantastic. So the Western Australian Grand Final won't be shifted Adelaide over.
Unfortunately,
that'd be good. Because you would have been shattered. Wouldn't
you? Imagine if I went to Perth, got stuck there, and the game was here.
Watch it on the big screen.
I'll start swimming. Through the Great Australian.
What a sharks!
I'll take the risk.
Now, I just saw a report that Chairman Johnny Olsen from the Adelaide Crows wants to lock in an extension for Coach Matty Nicks. Now, Matty Nicks has got another year to go. John, if you're listening, don't rush. Don't rush. Wait. Just let the year unfold next year under Matty Nicks. Mm. All right?
Because you want Clarkson.
No. Like, but let's see what's out there. You know, Nixie's done a pretty good job, but everyone's about wins. You know, it's about the win-loss, isn't it, as a senior coach? Now, this will be his, third year or fourth year?
Third year coming up.
So, John, absolutely explore it, but just wait.
This is where teams get in trouble. The long contracts, they pull the trigger early. You know, Nixie isn't going anywhere. Let's just see how he's going halfway through the year. Yeah, I'm with you, but I think Nixie's doing a great job.
If he's doing a good job, do it mid-year next year.
But what about your senior coach? What about Nixie? Does anyone care about Nixie?
Well, that's the job you're in. You know, you've got to start to deliver, you know, and if he's picked up Dawson, that's another good,
We've seen a lot of payouts.
All I'm saying is just don't rush it.
Okay.
A lot of payouts lately.
But end of next year, you might have Alistair Clarkson looking for a gig, Nathan Buckley looking for a gig. Well, you got to explore those coaches if they're looking for a senior job.
You don't like Nixie then?
I love Nixie. I love Nixie. I know what?
Yeah, I think he's doing a great job.
Yeah, that's
I know what you mean.
But just hold. Yeah. Right. They're getting a rush. And Vossie going to Carlton, I'm hearing Adam Kingsley. Yeah.
Well, everyone's just assuming.
Everyone's just because he flew out of Adelaide yesterday.
He's got to do his 2 weeks coming back. Why would you go to Melbourne?
Exactly.
Unless you've definitely got the job. Mm. So
anyway, and if he does get it, fantastic for Vossie.
Yeah, good on him.
Anyway.
All right. Former US President Donald Trump, your favourite, Jars. You love his hair. You love his little. Do you like his little sweep over?
No, not at all.
Donald Trump. He's the closest thing to Donald Trump.
He's a good makeover. What's he up to now?
He's got your hips.
He's got your golf swing.
He has not.
Now, he did want to. He loves his golf course.
Yes, he does.
Trump Golf.
Yeah.
Didn't want to build a golf course in South Africa because he was scared of lions. Now, he's playing with Gary Player, who's a legendary ex-golfer, which still plays golf. Mm-hmm. And Gary said, just build fences around the
Because he's scared of...
And he said, well, can't the lions jump the fences? Oh. And he's like, well, just build them a bit higher. So that's why That's why he's never built a golf course in Africa.
He loves his fences and walls. Don't even jump in.
That's right. He's happy to build the way, blocking off Mexico.
He's scared of lions. There's flavor jackals, there's hyenas. There's not just lions to worry about.
I bet you there's a lot of people who'd like to pick Trumpy up and drop him over the other side. Of the fence.
Just feed him.
Here you go, lions.
Greg, news coming out of the MCC overnight. Regarding gender-neutral terms.
Yes.
Talk to us.
Okay, so instead of batsmen, they've replaced it with batters, Jars. So,
or batter.
Batter, yep. So it's batter. It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because it sort of opens up a can of worms in terms of other positions in the cricket lineup as well. So yep. You've got third man. Yep. You've got
Night watchman,
yep. All that sort of thing.
So we know that. What are they going to do with all that? They're going to take third man out, are they? What are they going to say?
I don't know whether they're then going to. It's like a bit of a progression in terms of how they're going to use positions like that, or how they're going to word it. Yeah, because
night watch it person.
Well,
honestly,
because it is there has been. I mean, the women's cricket game has been. It's been tremendous.
And like it's the popularity, absolutely. It's, yep.
The ratings that they get is superb.
Superb to watch.
I think a few of us commentators occasionally have been caught out when we've been commentating on women's cricket game.
Yep.
Even Brendan Julian, I remember.
Oh, what's he done now?
Well, he
the wank
final. We did the final. Yeah, we did the final of the women's game. This is going back about eight or nine years ago, and he did the player of the match, and he said, and it was a women's game, of course, and he did the man of the match is, and it's just like it's sort of ingrained in your cricket speak, if you like, but it's. But that's the way that it's gone. So it's, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Political correctness gone mad in sport? Is that how you see it?
I think if you're commentating on the men's game, then for me, you just commentate
correct.
As it's always been.
If it's
been.
On the women's game.
And then, you make your adjustments.
Yeah, correct.
No, but the MCC is saying even for the men, we're going to change
that's
that.
Yeah, that's exactly. Right. We're not allowed
correct.
To say.
We're not saying batsman.
The incoming batsman is Ricky Ponting.
No more. You just got to replace it with batter or batters.
But then occasionally I would use the word batter and then I'd get messages going, well, that's baseball. You're talking about a baseballer.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So whether that'll just come in time, that it's acceptable to
so the
everyone
MCC
watching at home.
Have made the changes. They announced it yesterday to reflect the wider usage of the terms batter and batters, which has occurred in cricketing circles in the intervening period, the MCC said in the statement. The move to batters is a natural progression, aligning with the terms of bowlers and fielders that already sit within the laws. And what about footy? We won't be saying backman moving forward.
Ruckman.
Wingman.
So that's next. No, that'll be next. I'm telling you now.
Person. Wingers.
So has
wingers.
Political correctness gone mad in sport? 133353. Give us your opinion.
Calling the commentators are going to
tough job. Greg, I agree with you. If you're calling men's cricket, say batsman, third man, night watchman. If you're calling women's cricket, well, then you've just got to adjust.
Yeah, but
you agree or not?
But that's the that's what I would think. But a lot of people are sort of coming along the way. Then it doesn't matter if you're a
that's
man or
doing.
A woman,
putting a line through that and going right. Yeah. This is what it is.
Just
now.
Commentate on the game.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like that. It's going to be hard for comment. We do some commentary even for footy. I'll stuff that up
exactly.
So anyway.
Yeah. We just
gender
had a call
inclusive.
Ring
yeah.
through. Thanks, she. Sorry.
That's all right.
Call through. He doesn't want
to
come on because he's uncomfortable with this conversation. Well, we've got to have this conversation.
This is raising awareness,
and, mate, ring back and come on.
Yeah.
And tell us why you're uncomfortable with this conversation, because we've got to have it.
Yeah, we've got to.
You know, and we love and support women's sport. We love watching the women's cricket side. But the MCC have come out very strongly and said, and they've approved amendments to the laws of the game, which will see the gender-neutral terms batter and batters replaced with...
Batsmen replaced with batters.
Yeah, well, batters and batters replace batsmen and batsmen. All right, that's what's going to be the new term.
Yeah.
We can't say third man and night watchman moving forward, I would imagine, Greg.
Yeah, possibly not.
Okay. 133353, give us your thoughts. Let's go to the Mark from Hackham joins us. G'day, Mark.
Morning, boys.
What's your take on it, Mark?
I'm a bit 50-50 here. However, I think the rules have been changed a bit flippantly. When it comes to co-ed occupations, we know we have, like, for instance, police officers, and within the police we have policemen and policewomen.
Yep.
So, and there's many occupations like that. But if you have a look at cricket, it's not a co-ed sport. So we know, looking at someone with pads and gloves and a helmet on, they're a batter. But in a men's competition, it's a batsman.
Mm, correct.
In the women's competition, it's a batswoman.
Yeah.
Right? They're all batters, but we don't have to be so politically correct. It's perfectly acceptable to call you a batsman, Bluey, because that's what you are. That's what you did for a living.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Not very well.
But we know just that you're a batter. Yep. Oh, that's obvious.
Mm. Mark Price, please,
yep,
G.
I like that.
Great call. Any text messages there, Bert? G?
That's him.
Yeah, third try lucky.
Yep.
Yeah, well, what have we been talking about, Jazz?
Well, it's about the MCC, which is the governing body, Gregory Blewett, about that they've just made some change. Yeah. Gender neutral terms. Batter and batters replace batsman and batsman. All right, Greg. Mm. And what you said was, I thought, was very good. Mark from Hackham spoke very well, very balanced in his view. Mm. And we love and support women's cricket and women's sport. We're all over it. We're with them.
Yeah, love it.
But I like what you said. When you're calling men's cricket, leave it.
Just go with what it is.
Ladies' cricket or female cricket.
Yeah, you make the adjustments.
Make the adjustment because
there's also been another adjustment in. So in the male game, it's no longer man of the match. It's player of the match.
Okay.
So
that's fair enough.
Hmm.
Absolutely. G, any text messages?
Heaps. People are getting a bit fiery about this.
Okay, well,
So on 0488 51047, you can give us your thoughts. Paul in Broadview, he has said that all laws in our society are gender neutral, but that doesn't mean a commentator should say it's a batsman or what, night watchman. So I'm not sure which side of the fence Grant is.
Okay.
Sorry, Paul.
Thank you, Grant.
Says it's from Grant, but he's signed off Paul. So thanks, I'm not sure, Paul. Maybe he's using somebody else's mic.
There you go.
This is from Graham in Salisbury. Aren't human beings as a whole man and individually men and women?
Yes.
Mm. So I'm not sure what he's getting at either, but look, you're welcome to express your thoughts. Tyler in Christie's Beach. So when do we change the word woman to woo person just to be politically correct?
Oh, yeah.
Your thoughts, well, changing that.
What's your take on that,
I just think that's silly. Mm. I just think that's ridiculous. Like, I think we should do our best to be inclusive, which I think we are. And I think a lot of organisations are becoming more progressive and trying to include words that, you know, make sure we're it being inclusive of everybody. But I think we also need to be understanding that it takes time to, like, transition and to...
Point.
You know, if you are going to change it to batters, then if you slip up and you say batsman, then you can't get angry at someone. Like, that's what you've been saying for the last however many years.
100 years.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep.
So there you go. That's the MCC's decision there, Gregory.
It's an interesting one.
And there'll be
one.
More it's decisions coming out from the MCC.
When you say they've made a decision, so they made a decision on they're going to try and change the terms? Or they change the terms from today? Or what's happening
Effective immediately.
Yeah, correct.
With all commentators now.
So I'm not allowed, once the Ashes starts this summer, I'm not meant to call the incoming.
I thought it was up for discussion.
No,
I didn't know they
made
a call.
The MCC, as you know, the custodians of the law of cricket. Jeez. And that was their statement yesterday. So there you go.
I've got another one who's just come through from Ben from Ottaway. Hey, Bernie Jars and the other guy. He's just having fun because he knows we're obviously talking about cricket.
Yeah.
He said, it's people who don't even play cricket that are pushing this. I bet the women's team didn't even want this and they just want to be considered as good cricketers and don't even care if they're called batsmen.
Great call, Bernie. Right. And good intro at the start. Liked it.
Gregory, you went fishing.
Yes.
Tell us what happened.
I recently went on a fishing charter, actually.
Is this when you're on your two-week break?
Yeah, down at Kangaroo Island.
Right, you are.
Did you put the bait on yourself?
Yes.
Or you don't want to touch the bait?
I was catching too many fish, actually, so they helped me. They had to help me get them off
How'd you go? What happened?
No, well, it was quite interesting. So it was a fishing charter. It was a huge boat. It was a 60-footer. And there was other people on the boat. So there was our group. There was three of us.
Yeah.
And then there was a total of 12 people on the boat. So we rock up all individually and we get there and there's this one bloke that's got everything on. He's got his fishing, got his long sleeve fishing shirt on.
His bait pocket.
Yep.
Oh.
So I'm thinking this guy is the real deal. I rock up. I've got my tracksuit bottoms on, my hoodie.
You thought he was
my
Rexy
sneakers.
Hunt. You thought he was the Rexy Hunt.
He looked like Rex Hunt. Yeah. He had a bit of a goatee, and he had the big wide brim.
He didn't have the corks hanging off the.
He didn't have the corks.
You just nudge those blokes over.
But and then on a fishing charter, like, and he brought his own rods as well, Jazz. So
his own rods on a fishing charter.
So I'm this guy is the real deal.
Right.
So you gravitated over to him and thought, I might just drop my line in there.
I felt
to him.
A bit intimidated. So if I rock up to footy training with you, Bernie, who's played a lot of footy, I'm thinking, you know, you're the man.
Maybe do what he does.
That's right. So the night before, we did get a text message saying, look, it's going to be a little bit rough, so just prepare for it. So old matey who's looking like Rexy Hunt.
Yeah. He's our tool bag.
we start out, and straight away, it was like up and down up and down. So we're all sort of knowing that we're going to anchor up soon, so we start getting the bait on the hooks, right? So I look over at old mate. Oh, Rexy Hunt.
He'd already have him ready to go, wouldn't he?
The blood has drained out of his face. He's
Pasty
white.
Boy.
He's white. He looks like Jars. He's as white. He's as white as a ghost.
He was.
We've paid $300 a head for this fishing charter, right? We're out there for 6 hours. He did not get his rod.
No!
He did not get his line.
He probably spent $5,000 the day before.
On all his tackle and
what happened to him?
Did he go green?
He laid down. He had about three or four
chucks. What's his name?
I don't know his name.
Oh, names.
But he looked like the real deal.
Right. Yeah.
All the gear, no idea. That's what they call them. It's like those blokes, those four-wheel drivers. Yeah. They have the big utes and they get the big shockers, like they pump the bats up so they can go over big rocks, and they got the big bull bar, the spotties.
Don't they?
They got spotties on the roof for some stupid reason. They got the winch. They got a winch and so they can wrap it around a tree in case they get bogged. They don't even leave the bitumen jars. All the gear, no idea.
I felt for him. He did not catch a fish.
It's pretty hard to catch when you don't drop a line out. In.
Did he have a head in the bucket?
No, he was just over. He was like throwing lots of burley. But I felt sorry for him because $300 a head. He's probably spent $300 on clothes as well, He did not get his line in.
Let's track him down. Was it Dizzy?
Good morning, Duck. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Lovely. One of my favourite radio shows.
That's the boy.
Absolute privilege.
Oh, so you got my text message to make sure you said that.
Yeah.
Now, Duck, what are you doing? Grand final day, mate. Obviously not over in Perth where we'd like to see you. What's on the go?
Doing some stuff for 7. I think they go live on air from 2 p.m., so it's a long day, so a few hours with 7 on a panel with a few of the others that didn't travel, and then into Triple M to call the game with Big Pig, I think Big Jason Dunstall alongside me and a couple of others. I think it's a cast of 1,000, so we'll certainly have it covered. But looking forward to it. It's going to be a ripping grand final.
Yeah, I reckon too, Duck. Now, you've played in a few yourself. If you had to give some advice to, you know, the players will be very nervous, what would you say?
Some advice. Well, kick straight for starters, Louis. That certainly helps. The one that we lost, that's what we weren't able to do. But there's always talk of, you know, keep it as normal as possible. Unfortunately, it's not a normal day. There's a lot going on. So it's about trying to harness your emotions, because you go through different stages from the time you start getting ready in the morning to get to the ground to the national anthem, for instance, to going to toss the coin like some of us were privileged enough to do on that big day, and you know, it's about balancing that out until that first bounce, and then once the ball's bounced, the rest is in your hands.
And the big players always step up. Duck, normally in the grand finals, you were beautiful in most of them, but in 98, Pete Caven got hold of you.
Well, 7 shots at goal, Bluey. Seven shots at goal. If I kicked straight,
I can't believe that.
I would have had the Norm Smith hanging around my neck. But Louis,
you would too.
I, I tell you what Peter was very good at, and that was standing on the mark. He was very, very good at He was very good at doing that, but he was okay that day. In the second half, the ball never came down our end, but Peter was really good.
Well, Darren Jarman ran amok that second half, didn't he?
Oh, mate, well, the two Jarman boys, I don't know whether you two other clowns know this, but the two Jarman boys were my heroes growing up. I was a North Adelaide boy. Oh, well, I wasn't. I was a Wagga Wagga boy, but played for North Adelaide, yep. and was there in 87 when those two superstars won the flag for the Roosters, and we won the under 17 premiership.
We got to,
I'm not sure you're allowed to say this, but we got to celebrate a little bit. With the
17.
I was feeding ducks. Stubs.
I think that's where it might have started for me and ended. But they were the stars of the show back then, the two Jarman boys. And yeah, you're right. That day and the year before, Jars. He's two grand finals, and from memory, a prelim that just absolutely turned it on. Unbelievable. He's one of my favourite players of all time, your brother, as are you.
Nah, Duck, appreciate your lovely thoughts. Who's that type of player on Saturday night? Who from which side? Has the Western Bulldogs got someone like a D. Jarman or a Melbourne?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think Melbourne have got more the X factor in the forward half. I mean, Norton is going to be a really special player. I love the way he attacks the footy in the air, but I just feel that they're going to have to manufacture goals through the midfield like they did against Port. They got, you know, obviously Smith and Bontempelli and Dunkley and Treloar, and these guys, I reckon, all are going to have to hit the scoreboard for them to win. Mm. Whereas for Melbourne, I mean, I think Fritch is capable of bobbing up. We know what Pickett can do. Even Charlie Spargo, I like his energy, Spargo.
Yeah, good point.
Tom McDonald hasn't set the world on fire of late. He competes, but, you know, can he kick two or three? I just think they've got more avenues and don't rely on Petrarca and Oliver and Viney and these guys, obviously, to kick goals. And then you add to that Jackson into the ruck and rest big Maxi Gawn in that forward line as well. I mean, I just think they're going to be that little bit too strong in the forward half. And we talk about all the different facets. I don't think they rely on anyone, whereas I think the Bulldogs just definitely need goals through the middle.
Geez, I hope you're right, Duck. And I know this can't be changed, but what a shame that it's not at the MCG. For all those Melbourne fans for so long have been starved of success, it'd be like Richmond of 2017. Now, Melbourne was going off. They were jumping on cars. They were down the streets of Swan Street just going off. Imagine the Melbourne supporters if they had got over the line at the MCG.
Well, they'll probably have a cup of tea and a cream bun.
And a biscuit.
But
in their Jeep.
When you do win a flag, and when we won in 96, and having played for, I don't know, six, seven years prior to that, that's actually what makes winning a grand final so enjoyable. Seeing the faces of people that have supported the club for many, many years without success, and then they finally, you know, you finally give them that. It's that joy that gives you the absolute satisfaction about what it all means. So that is a shame, but they will get to, if that happens, they will get to celebrate it afterwards. And obviously they've got the big screen. Just about everyone has got the big the big flat screen these days. It's almost like you're there. So I know it is a shame, but I don't think that they'll be too concerned if they get up and get to celebrate. But it would be wonderful for them. I'm not biased either way. I love the Doggies. I love the way they go about it. They had one recently. So I think we're all sort of hoping Melbourne can break this drought.
57
years,
yeah.
I think that's the consensus over here. Yeah.
Duck, before we let you go and appreciate your time, Bernie's jumped on your bandwagon with the old mosh, with the old plugs in the hair. What's going on there?
Yeah. Well, geez, I wish mosh was around many years ago for you, young fella.
Too far gone now.
I tell you what it does do.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it sort of makes the eyebrows go a little bushier. I tell you what, it's a fantastic product. Yeah. The two boys that started it. I'm not I was cooked, I reckon, about 8 years ago, and got on the mosh, and the feathers started to grow.
Now we can't stop it.
I wish I'd known about this, but they do a lot of great things. There's men's health, and obviously if you have problems in other areas of your life as well, they help there. So they're doing good things. Bernie doesn't need it for his feathers. He might be using it for the bedroom.
Or the facial hair.
No problems there. I have a great call for Triple M and Channel 7, Duck. Appreciate your time, buddy.
Good on you, boys. Thank you.
There he is.
Hey, Jazz.
Yes, love.
A text for you on 0488 51047 on the Automasters text line. Tell Jazz to stop flicking his papers so loud. From Scotty in Hampstead.
Thanks, Scotty.
You do. You sit there and you read the paper.
Yeah, I apologise. No, because I'm always just looking for information and reading up on what's happening in our beautiful state. So, Scotty, thank you for that, and I will stop doing it.
And also, today marks the 10-year anniversary of Meatloaf at the grand final.
Magnificent performance.
Magnificent. Yeah. It's the first person I've ever heard say that.
It was horrendous.
But they've been able to, isolate him singing. You know, the music sort of was playing loud. Yes. You couldn't even hear him. I couldn't hear him. I was at the game. And this is him isolated. You listen to this, Jazz, and this would hurt anyone's ears.
What happened to him?
Having a medical episode.
No, did he blame? He blamed something wasn't there.
Yeah, he blamed the sound system, and he didn't have his 20 choppers to drop, right into the MCG.
Champagne glasses and
I don't reckon he could have tried to sound worse.
I reckon I could sing that.
That's terrible.
Go on. I would do anything for love.
Stop that.
But I won't do that.
Look in the Greg's eyes when you say that.
You got to shut your eyes.
No,
that's
but you look in the Greg's eyes when you sing that.
Got to feel it. I would do anything for you, Greg. But I won't do that.
I'm putting a stop to this.
Well, it's better than that other.
This is true.
Now, yesterday, we love our text messages because it's nice to hear the feedback. Now, we had one from a gentleman yesterday saying that we talk too much football. Mm. And yesterday, we didn't hardly speak any football, did we, really?
Really? No, we didn't. We went through
not at all.
Really?
And it is grand final week.
He said, well, where's the drag racing? Where's netball? Where's darts? Where's
rugby?
Talk about rugby. Talk about all those other great sports.
Mm. Yeah.
So, what are we going to do? We're going to talk about it.
And I want
you two laddies, Bernie Vince and Greg Blewett, to guess which sport I'm going to play now.
Okay.
All right, G. First one, go.
Support. Samu holds his feet. He's 15 away. McDermott, who's there for Tate. Marika for try number two. The Wallabies.
You had to guess earlier than that.
Oh, right.
So there you go.
Union. Well, rugby, I'm going rugby.
Union. So there you go. So we play. There you go. All fantastic. Right, give us another one, G.
That'd be darts.
Yeah, that's darts.
Don't they get...
I like that sound.
Oh, but what about the celebration?
The crowd.
Sounds like a soccer stadium.
Yeah, I love it.
That's
like
darts.
They
so
must have a
go.
Mic in the board.
We should talk about darts. I was a very good darts player. Mm. Very good.
Mm. Smoking them.
Right, what else you got, G? Another sport.
Let me talk you through this. A big shot on the siren, but it's 2001, 4, 6, 7, 8, 2019.
What is it?
And a seventh premiership title in 2021 to the team in red, the New South Wales Swifts.
Netball.
Swifts. And that sounded like water polo, did it?
Well, there was people screaming and wrestling.
Goodness gracious.
They do all sorts
me.
Of stuff under the water.
So there you go, netball. What else you got, G?
Finn Bálor going to go yet again to the top rope. Finn Bálor.
Oh, can that's easy. What? Greco-Roman wrestling.
It is wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, no.
WWE, isn't it?
He got it! Finn Balor's champion!
What was it?
Yeah. Brilliant. Champion.
See, this is the kind of sports
Hulk Hogan I used to love.
Oh, I was saying that as a joke.
I was a Randy Savage fan.
And what about George the Animal Steel? He used to eat the turnbuckles.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Got any more, G?
Yeah.
Man, what are you looking at your phone for,
because
G?
I'm checking that I'm reading the right, what sport this one is, because I don't even know.
All right, go.
All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
It's American. So we...
What an effort. And what a ride.
Baseball.
Judges put their heads together and say 89 for Bouquet.
Bouquet.
That's what it takes.
Bouquet.
Love
ride. You used to do it.
What
you used to do it on the farm.
Pro bull riding, is it?
Yeah. It's pro rodeo.
So there you go, family. We cover any sport.
Yeah, well, we didn't really cover. We just guessed a few.
But it was good to get them on the air and mention them. So there you go. So we'll just, we'll respond to any text messages.
Yeah, we do.
All right, that's how we roll.
0488 51047.
Now, Burn, I want you to listen to this young man when I introduce him to the Rush Hour. He's come from Victoria.
What the hell happened there? Spit out of your mouth.
Shit. Was that a fingernail?
I don't know. Something fell out of my nose. Oh. And I'd like to say, now, you got to listen to when he speaks, who he sounds like. Okay. All right? Because I received a text message from a dear friend of ours.
Yes.
Right? What are you pulling your
phone on? Nervous.
You're nervous.
No, I'm not nervous.
He's been on his phone a lot.
Nathan McAndrew. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Oh.
Yeah,
I know who he sounds like straight away.
Nathan, welcome to the Rush Hour and welcome to the South Australian Redbacks cricket side. We won't talk, we'll talk about yesterday's disgraceful performance.
No.
Talk to us about, so if I said, g'day Nathan, let's cross to the boundary line. What's it like down there, Nathan?
Well, I'm just standing on the outfield of Karen Rolton Oval at the moment. And look, it was a bit of a disappointing performance yesterday, but we've all got a clean bill of health. So, we're pretty happy.
No, he doesn't.
I would have said Ferguson,
Callum
Ferguson.
That sounds like Ferguson.
That sounds like Ferguson.
No, that sounds like you.
He said clean bill of health properly. Yeah.
He laughs like
it's
you.
Not Rocky. It's not Tom Rockliffe, is it?
It's Nathan. Nathan. Burn, he sounds like Greg Blewett.
Yeah, but the only thing is he nailed it. He actually,
that's
I can
I mean.
Understand him. He made
stuff
sense.
Up.
He said clean bill of health.
His voice jars.
How did you know that?
Well, because
how'd you pick up on this?
Well, his coach sent me a text message the other day.
Big Nose.
Don't call Dizzy Big Nose.
Don't be disrespectful.
Oh, Honker.
Honker.
Now, Nate, did Dizzy tell you that you sounded like Greg Blewett when you spoke in the team meeting?
Yeah, I had a team meeting. I had to present something to the group, and Frankie Worrell just goes, mate, if I shut my eyes, Greg Blewett was just chatting. So, I had absolutely no idea whether it was correct or not. I didn't know if I was actually being the one stitched up because I didn't sound anything like him or not, but I had no idea.
It sounds like him now.
He sounds like a younger version.
Jake Lehman and Frankie.
No, that's you. That's how you sound.
A bit of Callum Ferguson.
He's a little
bit of Ferguson.
He's a little bit more polished.
He articulates better than you, Chuck.
That's not hard. Oh, listen to
Rich coming from
Bruce
you, Jar.
Listen to Bruce McAvaney over here to my left.
What do you say then, Jake?
Nothing.
Be careful. Be careful. Mate, now, Nath, thanks for joining us. Now, yesterday wasn't a good start for the boys, but we got to bounce back, young man, because we love our Redbacks.
Yeah, no, it was a bit of a sloppy performance, to be honest, with bat and ball. So, not the way you really want to start the season. But obviously, we've got a shield game tomorrow, so it's a pretty quick turnaround. So sometimes that's the best thing after a bad loss like that, to just get straight back into it. So you don't really have much time to dwell on it.
Alex Carey at the top. Oh, unbelievable. Batted all the way through, 130 not out.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Absolutely phenomenal. He was on a heater. It was obviously pretty disappointing that we couldn't get a partnership there and just have someone go with him because, if we had a few more wickets in hand and just someone went a little bit deeper with Kez, we probably could have chased that down. So, it was a pretty special knock from Kez.
And you mentioned the Shield game starting tomorrow. We've got a new number three, have we?
I believe so. I don't know who it is, but I think we will. So
Who
is it?
Jake Carter came from WA. Will bat at three is my intel.
Nath, you're playing?
I don't know yet, to be honest. So hoping to find out today at training or in the team meeting and in a little bit, so we'll wait and see.
No,
yeah,
you're in. You're in.
You got the arse.
He's an all-rounder. You got to play an all-rounder.
You got the arse from this joint. You're still making decisions.
What cap number am I, Bluey?
That's a good question.
You got no idea. You don't even care about him anymore.
Not sure.
What colour are the red backs?
Yeah, what are we? Yeah. Yeah.
Blue?
Yeah. Nate, thanks for joining us, mate. All the best. Hopefully you'll be playing tomorrow against the W. And we've got to bounce back. But thanks for your time, Gregory Jr. And all the best, mate.
Thanks very much. 2.0. Much appreciated.
Good on you, Nate.
Brilliant.
Yeah, go ahead. Cheers, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Okay, this is where we wrap up the show. It's been a good Thursday.
It has been a good
busy
Thursday.
So what are you going to leave us with, Boone?
Well, it's only been the only Thursday this week, so it's been a good one. Hey, September 23 is World Bisexuality Day today. So get around. We spoke a little bit about gender being gender
neutral.
Equality. Yeah, gender neutral. That's probably a better way to say it. Hey, today we change star signs as well.
Do we?
We tick over to the Liberans, the good people of the world.
I'm all about this. This is right up my alley, Ben. I'm a bit woo-woo that.
What do you know about Liberans?
What are you,
I used to date a Liberan.
And what happened?
Not a fan.
Oh, no.
But some of my closest friends are Liberan. Maybe great I'm to be. Liberan. Are you a Liberan?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you really?
So it's your birthday soon?
Yeah, in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. Oh, but no, have you guys been feeling a little bit like particularly emotional and sensitive this week?
No, not at all. No,
you're just always emotional.
Bit. Nah. A little bit. Bluey, that's because you were born bloody emotional and sensitive.
There was a full moon this week.
Saw it.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Harvey spotted it.
Full moon in Pisces. Oh,
I'm a Capricornian.
Moon, Dad. Moon.
Oh, we are just up.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
Mm. Well, we tick under. It's the 266th day today.
Just say that again.
266th day today. So that we're in single figures or double figures now.
Okay.
99 days left in the year. I won't even ask you, Jazz, because you'll be miles off.
Yes,
on this day, a couple of things happened on this day.
Mm.
1994, my favourite ever movie came out. This one.
But I'm telling you, these walls are funny. First you hate them, then you get used to them. Enough time passes, you get so you depend on them. That's institutionalized. They send you here for life. That's exactly what they take. Part that counts anyway.
Oh, Andy Dufresne,
yeah,
great movie. Red, Brooks. Yeah. Who's your favourite, Jazz?
Mine was Ellis.
That's Red.
Red. Yeah, that's what
you just looked him up on the internet.
No, I didn't. Ellis Boyd Redman. Morgan Freeman was my favourite. He was brilliant.
Yeah. I've got a little fact about Morgan Freeman. Yeah, okay. Nintendo came out on this day. Guess when Nintendo came out? Have it just quickly. What year?
Nintendo, I'll go in the 70s.
Yeah.
Early 70s.
1979.
1889.
What?
Yes, they started with cards. They started with cards.
Right. Haven't you done this fact before?
No, I haven't.
Trick
question. On this day. Why would I bring that up? Hey, on this day, 1996, James Heard, Michael Voss tied for the Brownlow Medal. What year did I say, Jazz?
96.
You're not interested because you didn't do anything in 96. Actually, you did. You got delisted.
I've got to get going.
Blighty just
couple
gave me
of
the
birthdays.
Shut up, Clipper.
What about this one? 1930, Ray Charles.
Oh, what a great singer.
Born.
Yeah. What was his best song? What was his greatest song of all time?
What do you think?
I don't know.
You're like me. I was thinking, I don't know one.
Moving right on. 1949, The Great Man. Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
What's your favourite Bruce Springsteen, Jazz?
Born in the USA.
The Boss.
Yeah, I like Dancing in the Dark.
Now, Ray Charles' best song is Hit the Road, Jack.
No, you just Google it. You know nothing.
Don't yell.
You know nothing. You know nothing. Anyway, another birthday today. 1990, Chuck Dixon from Port Adelaide.
Oh,
birthday
big Chuck.
Today. Big Chuck.
Happy birthday, Chucker. Yeah.
We haven't had him on for a while.
Nah, he's a good man.
Well, why haven't we had him on?
Well, because I don't know. Our producers haven't tracked him down.
And just a little fact when you're looking up the movie that we need people to know.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman's voice.
Yeah.
If you want him to do a little 30-second ad for you, like he did for Visa debit card.
How much?
What are we talking?
$1 to $2 million.
Get out.
Just for that. It is a beautiful voice, though.
What the hell?
It is a beautiful voice. $2 million. Do you reckon that'd pump your sails up, getting him to do it.
Well, we did like faster pastor ad this morning. Barbecue.
Yeah,
we
you did
the
that
Jeps Cross barbecue.
That was free.
I'm charging about $700,000.
No, you're free.
Voice.
You're free.
On 10 cents. Well,
for starters, you cocked it up, and secondly, you got a shit voice. Anyway, I forgot this week a birthday as well. The great Peter Dacos. You know what record he holds, Jars? Out of any footballer to ever play, he's got a record.
What is it, buddy?
Well, he had the biggest win on a VFL AFL debut ever.
Right.
The most ever.
Yeah.
You know what it was?
What was it?
How many?
178 points.
Yeah. Okay.
Collingwood v. St. Like Kilda in 1979.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah.
Great right. facts, Burn. Even have though Jars was done yeah, 5 minutes ago. Yeah. Disrespect.
Show
Jars.
Me some respect.
Clipper.
You know what? I'm going to Perth so you can get stubbed. Do the show.
You go to Perth?
Yeah, I'm going.
It is 903.
I'm going anyway, but not doing it.
It is.
You're late again. You get stubbed.